Hey there, my beautiful ADHD brains. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of cosmic vibes and practical magic for navigating this crazy awesome life we've got. I'm Laura Bennett, your host, and as always, it's a pure joy to be sharing the space with you. Ever feel like the world is spinning faster than your brain can keep up? Like there are just too many things happening, too much noise, and not enough time to do, well, anything really? Yeah, I get that. Trust me, being an ADHD powerhouse comes with its own unique set of challenges, but it also means we have this incredible capacity for creativity, passion, and a depth of connection to the universe that most people just can't even fathom. Today, we're diving into something super close to my heart, my favorite spirituality practices that help me harness my ADHD energy, find peace amidst the chaos, and actually enjoy this wild ride called life. Because let's be real, spirituality isn't just about burning sage and chanting Om, it's about finding those tools and practices that truly resonate with you and make your life feel more meaningful, more connected, and just plain awesome. 5 key takeaways to light up your soul. 1. Embrace the power of movement. Listen, I know sitting still can be like trying to herd cats when you've got ADHD, but trust me on this one. The energy we have is meant to move. Find something that gets your body buzzing, dancing, hiking, yoga, even just a good old-fashioned power walk. It's like hitting the reset button and clearing the mental clutter so you can actually focus. 2. Meditation. Your ADHD superpower. I know what you're thinking. Laura, meditation is for Zen masters, not chaotic creatures like me. But hear me out, even 5 minutes of focused breathing can do wonders for calming the inner storm and bringing clarity to your thoughts. Try guided meditations, apps with upbeat music, or just find a quiet spot and focus on the sensation of your breath. 3. Nature is your best friend. I'm telling you, spending time in nature is like hitting that reset button on your soul. The fresh air, the rustling leaves, the smell of damp earth, it all has this magical way of grounding you, calming your nerves, and reminding you that there's a whole world beyond your to-do list. Take a walk in the park, climb a mountain, or even just sit under a tree for a few minutes. Nature will do wonders. 4. Harness your creative energy. ADHD brains are wired for creativity. Embrace those bursts of inspiration and find an outlet that lets you express yourself fully. Whether it's painting, writing, playing music, cooking up a storm, or even just doodling in your notebook, let those creative juices flow. They are a powerful tool for channeling your energy and bringing joy into your life. 5. Community is your lifeline. We ADHD folks are often told to go it alone, but honestly, that's a recipe for burnout. Find your tribe, connect with other people who understand the joys and challenges of living with ADHD. Whether it's online forums, support groups, or just good old-fashioned coffee dates, sharing your experiences and connecting with others can make all the difference in the world. Speaking of real-world examples, let me tell you about a time when I was feeling completely overwhelmed by work deadlines, meetings, and the ever-present pressure to be productive. My brain was buzzing like a hummingbird on espresso. That's when I decided to take a break, not just a 5-minute scroll through social media, but a full day dedicated to nature. I hiked up to this breathtaking viewpoint overlooking the ocean, and as I sat there taking in the vastness of it all, something clicked. The sun on my face, the sound of the waves crashing against the shore, it all felt so grounding, so peaceful. It was like a reset button for my entire being. I came back feeling refreshed, inspired, and ready to tackle those challenges with a renewed sense of clarity and focus. So there you have it, folks. My favorite spirituality practices that have transformed my ADHD journey from a whirlwind of chaos into a beautiful tapestry woven with purpose, connection, and joy. Remember, these are just tools. Find what resonates with you, experiment, and embrace the magic that unfolds when you blend your unique spirit with the wisdom of the ages. Now, I want to hear from you. Which spirituality practices have made a difference in your life? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation buzzing. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps me reach more beautiful ADHD brains like you. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, creative, and perfectly imperfect. Go out there and make some magic happen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.